This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A new study finds this summer's drought is due to climate change. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
The dismal winter wasn't just a fluke, says Adrian Marshall, an assistant professor at Colorado School of Mines. A new study she co-authored found the low snowpack measured across the West in mid-March was about 4.5 times more likely because of the warming caused by burning fossil fuels.
A bad snow year in the climate we're living in now is substantially worse than what we would have had in the absence of climate change.
The researchers estimate the amount of water missing from this year's snowpack was enough to fill Lake Mead, which supplies water to millions of people and farms across the Southwest and supports hydropower. If greenhouse gas emissions remain high, the modeling suggests snow droughts this severe could become more common, as often as 1 out of every 3 years by the middle of the century. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
In Boulder, several swastikas were found painted on the National Center for Atmospheric Research water tower over the weekend. A spokesperson for NCAR said community members saw the graffiti and immediately painted over it. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies have since been notified. Late-night comic John Oliver is taunting Buc-ee's and its tendency to sue over what it calls trademark infringement. In his HBO comedy show Last Week Tonight, Oliver openly pushed back on what he saw as corporate bullying. He announced a new website featuring spoof Buc-ee's merchandise. Meanwhile, the Texas-based chain of giant travel plazas is locked in a battle over a proposed new location in northern El Paso County. The proposed travel plaza for the top of Monument Hill awaits a public hearing with county commissioners. This is CPR News.